This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, otherwise known as War, raw and unfiltered on USA Radio and Newsmax TV, reaching coast to coast, sea to shining sea, your relentless Trump warrior, conservative capitalist evangelist in the world-famous war room, deep inside Wayne Manor. Got a great guest to open the show. We'll go right to her. She's standing by. Great honor to interview Nikki Haley, former U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, former governor of the great state of South Carolina. Many of my great friends live in Charleston, South Carolina, and author of the new book, With All Due Respect. Without further ado, Nikki Haley. Nikki, how are you?
I'm good, Wayne. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. It's a great honor to have you on the show. I look forward to many future interviews with maybe a future president of the United States. Who knows? We'll see what the future holds for Nikki Haley. But let's talk about your book. With All Due Respect, it is now out. I urge everyone to grab a copy. Tell everybody what kind of stories are revealed in your new book, With All Due Respect.
Well, thank you, Wayne. It's a personal account of my time as governor, my time as ambassador, challenges that came along the way, lessons learned, from a family perspective, from a woman perspective, from someone who loves America.
And were there any Trump stories in the book? I know you started out kind of a big critic of Trump. You didn't like him at all. And then you became his ambassador, and you seemed to like Donald Trump, and you guys got along. And it was kind of an interesting relationship. I'm wondering if that was covered in the book.
Yes, all of it is covered in the book. You know, I go in to talk about how, how we first met. We actually knew each other. He supported me after I won the primary for governor the first time. We stayed in touch and were friends. And then the Republican primary happened, and there were 16 candidates on the stage, and I ended up supporting another one in which he tweeted, Nikki Haley is an embarrassment to South Carolina. And I followed up with a tweet that said, bless your heart. So, we had an understanding and respect for each other early on. He then went on to ask me to be the UN ambassador, and when he asked, I said, I've been a governor. I don't want to work for anyone else. I would want to work directly with you, so I would want it to be a cabinet position. He said, done. I said, well, I'm a policy girl, and I'd want to be in the room when decisions are made, and so I'd want to be on the National Security Council. And he said, done. And I said, and I'm not going to be a wallflower or a talking head. I need to be able to say what I think. And he said, Nikki, that's exactly why I want you to do this. And he was true to his word from the first day to the last day. It was a pleasure and honor to work for him.
Yeah, he's a very different cat, Mr. Donald Trump, and I, it's a hard flavor to absorb, I guess, if you're not from New York. I'm a New Yorker, and I'm kind of a street creature from New York, and I grew up in a rough neighborhood on the Bronx borderline. So I appreciated Trump from the beginning, but I'm sure it was very hard for a lot of other Republicans and traditional politicians and you, Nikki Haley, to understand what you're dealing with. He's a very tough guy to deal with, but I think underneath it all, he kind of has his heart and his priorities all in the right place. What do you think?
Well, I can tell you he was great to work with. And as much as so many people want me to say that I had a poor working relationship with him, I mean, we worked very well. I mean, the reason I left the administration without a tweet was simply that I told him the truth. When he was doing something right, I celebrated, supported, and rallied for him. And when I thought he was doing something that I disagreed with, I sat down, I talked to him, and he was always willing to listen. He was always willing to work well. He was great on the issue. shoes, you know, you look at what's happening right now, and everybody, you know, their family and their friends all have jobs. The economy's great. The stock market's up. We've got a strong voice in foreign policy. We're balancing out our trade agreements. And, you know, look at the Supreme Court justices. I mean, the president has done a lot, and he's done it very well.
I appreciate everything you just said. I think it's great, and it makes Trump people like you even more. Let me talk about Israel, because I happen to be Jewish, Nikki. I'm a huge Jewish Republican conservative, have been since almost the day I was born. My dad was a butcher from Brownsville, Brooklyn, who was one of the founders of the New York State Conservative Party. So I've always been around conservative Republican politics, and Israel's always been important to me, and I think you are very good to Israel, and I'd love to hear your opinion of how you and Donald Trump as a team were able to do good things for Israel.
Well, I think that, you know, for me, I always realized that Israel is a bright spot in a really tough neighborhood. And, you know, they share our values, and they're a strong democracy, and a strong Israel makes for a strong America, and it makes for a safer Middle East. And, you know, I think that that was something that I wanted to make sure that we had the backs of our allies, that we took names of those that weren't with us. And Israel was getting a really bad rap at the United Nations. I've never taken kindly to bullies. And so, you know, I fought for them and wanted to see them do well. And when the president, you know, like so many other presidents, campaigned on moving the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, I can tell you I was in the room, and he had a lot of his own cabinet that wasn't for it. And, you know, I was with them, and Ambassador Friedman was with them, and Vice President Pence was with them, and we pushed, and he had the courage to do something when everybody else said the sky would fall. He proved that the sky's still up there, and we acknowledged the truth, which is we always put our embassies in the capitals of countries, and Jerusalem is the capital of Israel.
And he came through again just a couple of days ago. He made an announcement that's very bold, and I didn't expect it, which was that obviously Trump was instrumental in the decision. The United States of America no longer considers settlements on the West Bank by Israel and Israel settlers to be illegal. That was another big, bold move.
And, you know, that move was started by Jimmy Carter. He was the one that actually put that into language and into law, and that's where the United States stayed. President Reagan pulled us out of that and said that settlements weren't illegal. And then, you know, it was Secretary Kerry that put us back into it. And so, you know, once again, President Trump made a right out of a wrong and clarified a truth and a fact that needed to be said.
Great stuff. U.S. relations with bad actors around the world. I'm wondering how you feel about a relationship with countries like North Korea, Russia, Syria, Iran, and, of course, the big elephant in the room, as it were, China.
Well, you know, I think that we've made progress on North Korea. When I first went into the UN, and I talk about that in the book, is that, you know, every other weekend we were having a long-range ballistic missile test from North Korea. We were in emergency security council meetings. We, from the intelligence, it wasn't just South Korea and Japan that were in danger. I mean, it was a real threat to America. And, you know, we put the largest sanctions packages on a country in a generation, and it basically squeezed the revenue out of North Korea and brought them to the negotiating table. I think the president, it was a great feat for him to meet with him and then discuss, you know, how to denuclearize. I think the second meeting, Kim wanted to drop all the sanctions, and the president was right to hold strong and walk away from the deal. And now we'll have to see where this goes. This is going to be tricky, but it can be done. And I think that, you know, we'll just have to walk that line, but still not let them scare us into doing what they want. And, you know, when it comes to Iran, it was a huge win for us to get out of the Iran deal. Basically, the last administration gave a plane full of money to Iran and allowed them to support all of their terrorist proxies, whether it was, you know, the Houthis in Yemen or Hezbollah in Lebanon or Hamas in Gaza or causing trouble in Syria and Afghanistan and Iraq, that their tentacles were suddenly full of money and they were playing that card. And once the president agreed to pull out of the Iran deal, that once again dried up their money. And now we have to see what the next step is so that we can keep them from starting back up their nuclear production. And China, I say, is our number one threat. You know, if you look at the fact that they're building up their military, that's a national security threat to the United States. They are investing all over the world in small countries and running up the debt so much that the countries can't pay it back. And when that happens, don't be surprised when they ask for their ports or asked to put military installations, and then when you look at that map of investments, it will send a chill up your spine to see all of the locations they will be at. I think that they have, the United States was naive letting them into the World Trade Organization, and they've basically been stealing and taking intellectual property from us ever since. We lose about $50 billion a year to China from their cheating. And then they have almost 1 million Uyghurs or Muslims in re-education camps, making them change their name, change their religion, all of those things. And so you look at that, and the final really bad thing is, as President Xi started a committee that he now chairs that says any company that does business in China has to work with the Chinese military. So now, Wayne, think about all the tech companies there and all the American data that is there and the fact that they have to share that with the Chinese military. It is the reason we can't turn our eyes away from China.
And this Hong Kong situation is going to turn out to be a nightmare, because it seems like if President Trump puts pen to paper on this Hong Kong bill in the United States Congress, that, you know, China is going to turn this into a terrible, terrible situation. Agreed?
Well, I think it's important. You know, we have to stand for the people of Hong Kong. We want them to have freedoms and opportunities just like we do. And I think that China has to keep their promise to the people of Hong Kong. And if Hong Kong falls, then Taiwan is next. And
yes.
So I think it's important that everyone's voice be loud. China doesn't like to be called out, and the fact that we're calling them out really puts them on notice.
Nikki, I know you got to run. I know you have a busy day. She's got a new book out, author of a book called With All Due Respect. I urge you to get it. And I will tell you, Nikki, right here on national radio, I do 3 hours a day, 15 hours a week on national radio, and I'm not easily impressed by most politicians. Most of them are not great speakers, don't have good answers. You win my award for the 4 years I've been on national radio, the single most articulate spokesperson I've ever interviewed. You're fantastic. Breath of fresh air, and I appreciate you coming on.
Thanks so much, Wayne. It was a lot of fun.
God bless you, Nikki. Good luck with
God
the book.
Bless
with
you.
All due respect. With All Due Respect by Nikki Haley, former U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations. Great lady. We'll see what the future holds for her, but after that interview, I don't get impressed easily. She may be a future president of the United States. Nikki Haley. Wayne Allyn, War. We'll be right back.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Friends and family, I've been telling you for quite some time how MyPillow has given me the best sleep I've ever had with my MyPillow Deluxe Pillow. Well, now, through the Radio Listener Special, there's a lot of things you can save to the MyPillow Radio Listener Special, but the best deal now is a buy one, get one free offer on the Deluxe MyPillow Premium Pillows. Pick up a MyPillow right now, and yourself and a loved one. Best way to do it. And guess what? We've talked about the 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee, but orders placed between October 15th and December 25th will have their 60-day money-back guarantee extended through March 1st, 2020. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, enter promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 for the buy one, get one free special. Two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, with that extended warranty. Do it now.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? I'm happy to inform you there is the solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care, because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $529 a month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Raw and unfiltered.
Does your...
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
If you talk to me, we'll hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.
Can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, I had a commentary that I wrote for tomorrow's Las Vegas Review Journal and newspapers around the country syndicated by Creator Syndicate, and I read it on yesterday's show. However, it is so good, and the people of Las Vegas for sure need to hear it. And, of course, they're listening on my flagship station, which dominates the afternoon drive airwaves in Las Vegas. But I'm going to do it again right here. I think everybody in Vegas needs to hear it. And people listen to sometimes Tuesday's show, not Wednesdays, and Wednesdays, not Tuesdays. And people listen to hour one and not hour two, and hour three and not hour one. And so it's all different audiences every day and different hours. So some of you weren't even listening to yesterday's show, and some of you were listening to hour two, but I only did the I only read this commentary in hour one and hour three. So I'm going to read it again today because I think it's that important for Vegas and that important for the nation, because what happens in Vegas spreads everywhere. You know, we are the centerpiece of America. We are the crossroads of America. And so believe me, when it happens here, it's going to happen near you, and you better listen. So it's called Say It Ain't So, Sheriff Joe. And it's written to Sheriff Joe Lombardo. If you listen daily to my national radio show or my national TV show, now available for the first time ever here in the Vegas Valley, every night on Cox Cable, Channel 96. Every night at 5 o'clock Vegas time on Channel 96, Cox Cable is the Wayne Allyn Root Show. You'll hear a clear pattern, and the pattern is that I love cops. I may be the most pro-police media personality in America. I end every show with a prayer for the safety of the police. I thank God for the brave heroes of the Thin Blue Line. Having said that, I'm angry and outraged at Las Vegas' top cop, Sheriff Joe Lombardo. If a gung-ho pro-police guy like me is angry at Sheriff Joe, it's probably a good idea he listens carefully to everything I'm about to say, because I've heard from thousands of my fans, and his Republican voters are all fighting mad at Sheriff Joe. Say it ain't so, Sheriff Joe. It sure looks like Sheriff Joe, with one bad decision, has single-handedly turned Las Vegas into a sanctuary city. I'm betting Sheriff Joe will deny that's what happened, but ask his own officers. I did, and they all agree with me. I've spoken to not only Vegas cops, but several of Sheriff Joe's top cops, captains and lieutenants. They're all fans of my show, and they volunteered their opinions. Anonymously, of course. They're not going to allow me to say who they are because they're afraid of retribution, hurting their careers. But they all agreed that this ruling to no longer turn illegal alien criminals over to ICE has indeed turned Las Vegas into a sanctuary city. And they report that Sheriff Joe's own police force overwhelmingly and vehemently disagrees with his decision. I'm certain Sheriff Joe will say, well, it's not my fault, Wayne. My hands were tied. I had no choice because of a federal judge's ruling back in late September in California. I think it was on September 27th by a California federal court judge. I always liked Sheriff Joe, and I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. I'll assume he's gotten bad advice, no doubt from some liberal, bleeding heart, open borders Vegas lawyer. But trust me, Sheriff Joe, you've got to reverse this terrible decision, and you got very bad advice. In the past few days, I've had two constitutional law experts on my national radio show. Attorney number one was Jennifer Braceras, director of the Independent Women's Law Center, expert on civil rights and constitutional law, and graduate of Harvard Law School. Attorney number two is Andrew Arthur, former immigration judge, 27 years immigration lawyer, and resident fellow in law and policy with the Center for Immigration Studies in Washington, D.C. And here are the takeaways from both of these esteemed experts. Both agreed Sheriff Joe was either very wrong or relied on very bad advice. And that California ruling by an extreme liberal Obama judge does not apply to police, only to specific ICE database, and more specifically, only to ICE in California. They both agreed ICE detainers in Vegas are still perfectly legal when used to take criminals off the streets. And the case Sheriff Joe cites is going through litigation. They're both certain it will be overturned. So Sheriff Joe had no reason to comply until a final decision by the U.S. Supreme Court. One more thing for Sheriff Joe to hear. In the 2 months since Montgomery County, Maryland, put in place a similar sanctuary policy, 9 illegal aliens have been charged with rape and sexual assault. The public was enraged. The cops were enraged. The decision was just reversed. The anti-sanctuary policy was rolled back, even in deep blue liberal Maryland. Las Vegas is the tourist capital of America. It is the fast-growing city in America. We have a lot to protect and a lot to lose, and this ruling cannot stand. So, Sheriff Joe, please reverse your decision. If liberal Maryland can reverse it, so can you. That's my commentary coming out in tomorrow's Las Vegas Review Journal. Say it ain't so, Sheriff Joe. Can you imagine, even in liberal Maryland, so over-the-top deep blue liberal Maryland, 9 illegal aliens raped and sexually assaulted people, and the outcry was so loud they overturned the sanctuary policy. Gotta do it in Vegas, too. Are you listening, Sheriff Joe?
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
War now. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is visiting Austin, Texas to tour an Apple manufacturing facility in an effort to showcase a company keeping jobs in America. Speaking with reporters, the president says the economy is doing better than ever before and is pushing other companies to build in America.
Tim Cook is somebody that I greatly respect, a great leader, a great businessman, and it's a very special day. For me, this is a very special day. The country is doing well, probably better than ever before, certainly from the standpoint of the economy.
Late night for some folks on Capitol Hill as the second round of questioning continues in the impeachment inquiry against President Trump. Both the Pentagon and State Department official are testifying. And a final look at your numbers on Wall Street. The Dow lost 113 points to finish at 27,821. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code U.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. We're on Unfiltered USA Radio. Newsmax TV coming up in about 25 minutes or so. Swiss America is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Before I get to my guest, I want to mention that the world is full of political turmoil and impeachment hearings and China trade wars and Fed money pumping and bubbles being created all over the world that are ready to pop. With one exception, gold and silver, they've held their own for thousands of years. They've beaten money. They've beaten every other financial instrument. They're currently undervalued. They have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. They're taking a loss on this. So it's a loss leader. It is delivered to your door, $16.50, less than it cost them to buy it. You heard me right? Exclusive offer for my listeners. Call now at 800-289-2646. Write it down, 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace dollars for just $16.50 each delivered, 800-289-2646, or go to SwissAmerica.com. All right, so I've got my guest here, and his name is Joe Gazzardi. Joe Gazzardi's, he is actually a liberal, believe it or not, a progressive. He is an analyst for Progressives for Immigration Reform. He's a nationally syndicated columnist. He's written about immigration for 30 years. And I brought him on because, number one, I like his view on immigration. And number two, I wanted to prove that there is common ground between progressives and conservatives, at least on this issue, and I'm sure on others, too. It's nice to know we can actually get along and play nice. Joe, welcome to the Wayne Allen Root Show. How are you?
Thank you. Thank you very much. It's great. Great to be with you. And looking forward to our conversation about how immigration over all of these years, all of the 30 years that I've been following it, has just gotten to be more of an issue, and it's especially as it relates to jobs.
But you know, you call yourself progressive, and yet you know in the Democrat Party, nobody is willing to close the border. That no one wants a wall. No one wants border security. No one wants less immigrants brought to the United States, legally or illegally. So in your party, the Democrat Party, which I gather if you call yourself a progressive, then you must be a Democrat. There's no movement towards, you know, reducing immigration, which is what you want, which is what I want, correct?
Right, that's correct. I mean, that is where we have to get. It is absolutely essential to make the link between legal immigrants who are, come over, get lifetime work authorization, and the also, you know, when some of my friends start talking about open borders, nobody ever mentions, well, okay, California, for example, and other border states can hardly cope with what they have, and what's going to happen if you open up the borders and let everybody, you know, decriminalize illegal immigration. Nobody wants to talk about either of those two subjects. And it's a disgrace because those are the key subjects.
Right. So let's not talk about, you know, parties, because you've got your issues with Democrats. I've got mine with the Republicans. But let's talk about this one issue and how immigration is hurting the country. We'll get to illegal immigration in a minute. That's an obvious that's hurting the country. But a lot of people don't, you know, lose sight of the fact that legal immigration is a problem, too. We bring in more than 1 million legal immigrants a year, which is more than any other country in the world by far. I think it's like as much, if my memory serves me, it's as much as anyone in the world combined. Nobody brings in anything close to 1 million legal immigrants every year. So I guess my question for you is, you know, what do we do about it?
Well, that's a great question. It's one that I wish some of our congressional representatives in the White House would actually ask. I mean, first of all, it's not sustainable to add 1 million permanent residents to the United States population year after year is not sustainable. But secondly, again, all of these individuals that come year after year after year after year get lifetime valid work permits. I mean, you just can't have that. You can't have that in an economy that isn't creating, it's barely creating enough jobs to keep up with population growth. And you've got automation on the horizon now. You know, you just can't do it. So somebody's got to stick up and say, look, we're going to try to reduce legal immigration because of that. We just can't be adding 1 million plus workers to this economy, or any economy for that matter, every single solitary year. There was a bill a couple of years ago, Tom Cotton's bill, I'm sure you talked about it with your listeners,
yes,
where he wanted to reduce, over a decade, okay, not tomorrow, but over a decade, he wanted to reduce legal immigration by 50%. It got two co-sponsors in the Senate, Tom Cotton himself, who wrote it, and David Perdue, who co-sponsored it. Two out of 100.
Amazing.
That's pretty sad.
Amazing. So tell me what a progressive like you wants to do about it, okay? What are your answers? What are your solutions?
We're trying to make people aware. You know, the media isn't doing the job, and some of the major networks aren't doing the job. But these numbers are huge. You know, people talk about, or Democrats like to talk about immigration as though it were some kind of a constitutional right, and we just have to keep on adding a million plus new immigrants every year. And, you know, the push is always for more. You've got, say, 65 or 85,000 H-1B visas. They want more. You've got the ag visas. People want more. All of these visas, and the push is always for more in Congress. And the push has got to start going in the other direction.
Well, you talk about the other direction. The reality is that the Democratic candidates who are running for president of the United States right now actually are going in a very opposite direction of the way you wanted them to go. They're actually offering free health care to anyone from anywhere in the world who wants to come across the border. And Sanders says full welfare benefits. So free health care, full welfare benefits, free college, whatever they can give them free. Wouldn't that encourage everybody in the world to come to America? Wouldn't there be 1 billion new Americans plus?
Of course it would. Of course it would. I guess the only good thing that you can say about these foolish promises that the Democratic candidates are making is that it's going to provide President Trump with some really good sound clips, sound bites for his campaign, because that kind of a platform is nowhere in middle America. I live in western Pennsylvania, which is a traditional Democratic stronghold. But when people hear stuff like, free health care and open borders and stuff like that, they're totally turned off.
So where does a guy like you, who calls himself a progressive, but is for, first of all, you stand for the wall, I gather, right? If we wanted to build a wall, you'd say that's a good thing, correct?
Yeah. Yes.
So where do you stand on President Trump?
Well, I'm an admirer of President Trump's immigration policy. I mean, I've been doing immigration for more than 30 years. And this is the first time that we've had a presidential candidate, originally a candidate and now the sitting president, talk tough about immigration. And it's not, when you think about what he says, it's not really that tough. It's just simply logical. It just sounds tough in comparison to some of the wishy-washy stuff that we've grown used to. But, you know, when he wants to tighten up on asylum claims or or crack down on bogus visa applications. That's just the way it should be. You know, I don't see where that would make him or anybody else who advocates for those positions a hardliner. I mean, that's just a common sense approach to immigration. All of these different facets, asylum, refugee policy, employment-based visas, they've all been rampant with fraud for years, and they go on, you know. They just grind on and on and on, and they've just got to be cut back, you know. If we cut back on the diversity visa, then I don't know what.
I see some stats here in your, you know, in your own write-up here. 53 million Americans hold low-wage jobs. I've got to assume that many of those people are people of color. Many of them are Latino. Many of them are black. And these are American citizens with low-wage jobs, and their wages are being held down by the fact that every year a million legal immigrants come in. Every year, who knows how many illegals come in, and they're all willing to take a job at much lower wages. So wouldn't you say the Democrat agenda and platform is hurting the wages of average working-class American citizens?
Absolutely, no question about that. I mean, if there's one group that high immigration has really hurt over all these years, it's black Americans. You know, there's just no question about that. They've come in and taken away good jobs in the construction industry and other kinds of industries and left a lot of people out in the cold. You know, 53 million people in low-wage jobs, and we know that low-wage jobs means, in addition to low wage, no benefits, no health care, no paid vacation. All of those kinds of things that you need to have if you're going to feel good about the job that you hold.
And the leading Democrats, Sanders and Elizabeth Warren, want to bring in more and more people. They want the border open. They believe Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's philosophy is the one that works. They want to let everybody in the world in. My God, can you imagine what would happen to the average American worker? It's really sad. So, look, at least a progressive like you and a conservative like me can find one issue that we can find common ground on. I wouldn't be surprised if there are others. I'm also very reasonable on legal pot, as an example. People are going to smoke it. I think we should legalize and tax it all over the United States. No use fighting it. No use wasting police resources. We'd probably agree on that, too. Joe, we got to run. Joe Guzzardi, progressive for immigration reform, nationally syndicated columnist, written about immigration for 30 years. Great to have you on, Joe. Thank you. Wayne Allyn Root, listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on Earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each, delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down, 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each, delivered, 800-289-2646, or go to SwissAmerica.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because war sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715. That's 1-800-370-2715.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, very bad day for Hunter Biden, very bad day for Joe Biden. I think he's finished. Very good day for President Trump, even though Sunderland at the hearings made some anti-Trump comments. He admitted that nobody ever, Trump never personally told him anything about quid pro quo. Nothing. Zero. Zip. Zilch. He also admitted every meeting at the White House has conditions. Of course it does. Everything the president ever does is conditions. Ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. Anybody makes a big deal about things like this. Let me mention a couple things before I get to all the news that's fit to talk about on radio today. Newsmax TV starts in about 7 minutes or so. If you're listening in Vegas, we're now on Cox Cable, Channel 96, at 5 o'clock. So in 7 minutes, turn on Channel 96 on Cox Cable. Or if you're in Phoenix, or if you're in Tucson, or if you're in San Diego, if you're in Orange County, we just added 6.2 million Cox Cable customers. All of you have Channel 96 Newsmax TV and the Wayne L. Root Show, 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 Pacific. And if you don't happen to get us, we'll connect you to your local cable carrier, and you'll give them a piece of your mind and demand Newsmax TV so you can watch Wayne Root, your favorite show, 844-563-97, 844-563-97. And then I want to mention the sponsor of this segment, Liberty Healthcare. because everybody needs health insurance, right? There's a single person listening who doesn't need health insurance. We're in the period now, the window, where you're allowed to change health insurance. This is an alternative health insurance. It is Christian Health Sharing. Wainwright himself used it. I have no other form of health insurance. I've only got Liberty Health Share. There are no windows, no limit enrollment period, no penalties. You can join the Liberty Health Share at any time, 365 days a year, but it's much more comfortable for the average person to join during the window period because you're thinking, well, this is where I should be shopping around, and maybe you're already shopping. I want you to check out Liberty Health Share. It's a great price, first of all. It's $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. How great is that? And I've saved on those premiums $18,000 a year for 4 years. So I've saved, starting on January 1st, it'll be my fourth year, I'll have saved $72,000 over 4 years. Can anybody use an extra $72,000? And they've paid my bills much better than an insurance company. Call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-585-4237, or lightyourliberty.com. All right. Let's talk about some of the other big news stories. I've always argued the Clinton Foundation is an extortion racket. It's a Clinton crime family. The Gambinos could never in a million years have done a better job than putting the Clinton Foundation together, where they held a gun to the head of world leaders and said, donate, because she's going to be president soon, and you're going to want to be on our good side. And so they gave millions of dollars, in some cases hundreds of millions of dollars. Of course, in some cases, they also bought the United States' a large portion of our uranium stock in return for $140 million donation. And suddenly Hillary's not president, and guess what? Nobody's giving any money to the Clinton Foundation anymore. Clinton Foundation donations plunge, reaching 16-year lows. And the Clinton Foundation has lost over $30 million since her 2016 defeat. I wonder why. Could it be because she's not in a position of power anymore and therefore can't extort money anymore? I guess that could be why. And then I always tell you on the show, always tell you, that government is despicable and government is deplorable. Speaking of the deplorables, Hillary called us as Trump backers deplorable. It's government employees that are deplorable. It's government politicians and government officials that are deplorable. How does anyone believe a word government ever says? How do you ever believe in anything government ever does? I have no idea. All I could tell you is government is a giant failure and government is out to rip off your money 24 hours a day. More proof? Chicago is rigging red light cameras to rack up millions in fines. It appears as though someone figured out that the red light cameras could rack up tons more in fines if the number of times a light changes to red increases. This has led to shorter green lights in certain areas of Chicago. Intersections where drivers are issued hundreds of thousands of dollars in tickets have been unfairly racked up, according to ABC's investigative reporting team. The team timed traffic lights at intersections where cameras were present and found that drivers had less time to legally get through those intersections in directions where cameras were watching. In one case, yellow and green lights were only 20 seconds combined. Yellow and green. 20 seconds combined. Are you getting as mad as me? Why aren't the government officials in charge of this in prison for 20 years? It's an absolute travesty. The city, which has been in a perpetual state of financial peril thanks to horrifying mismanagement of its pension liabilities, took in $35 million from the city's 300 red light cameras just so far in the year 2019. And Kevin O'Malley, here's the guy that should be in prison. Kevin O'Malley, managing deputy commissioner of the Chicago Department of Transportation, said, "We believe it improves traffic safety, which in the end saves injuries and saves lives." That's the perfect government employee. Lying through his mouth. He knows he's lying. He knows he's full of crap. He's not saving an injury. He's not saving a life. He's literally picking your pockets and stealing your money. Kevin O'Malley, managing deputy commissioner of the Chicago Department of Transportation. You are a bad person. You are a terrible person. You are scum. You are a thief. You have ripped off and raped the people of Chicago. Here's a good question. Why is the green light shorter where there's a camera at that intersection? Why? Because you get more violations. You rip off more money right out of people's wallets, even though you're already one of the highest tax states in America. Disgraceful thieves.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.